This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there's a bellwether, if there's a gauge that you can stick a fork in the anti-American globalist system, it's Kanye West going to Trump Tower this morning and basically endorsing and embracing Donald Trump. You can't get more pop. You can't get more shallow. That signifies that they understand that basically, the entire country is turning against the globalist. Hillary would get 300 people on average, Trump 20,000 on average, with tens of thousands turned back because of the bottlenecks via security, which had to be done. So this just shows you how much the power structure is completely and totally panicking. And that's why we're witnessing the Central Intelligence Agency, completely rogue elements of it, and I have the proof coming up in the next segment, saying that they want to contact and meet with all of the electors and have them forfeit their votes that they represent, that they pledged for voters, and thus give them to Hillary. And the word is maybe just seat her as the 45th president or have a new election. That, of course, will plunge the country into a civil emergency, a national emergency, probably a civil war. But I was sitting back this morning watching the narrative of this rogue secret group and the secret report from the CIA unravel very, very quickly. And I was thinking about how many facets there were to this. So I'm going to come back after the break and try to line it all up, unlike anybody else has done. Everybody's doing a piece here, a piece there. And quite frankly, looking at what folks are saying and reporting and documenting the hypocrisy, there were a lot of points I didn't think of. Like when they were accusing Trump of winning the election via foreign influence, I mentioned the communist Chinese openly giving illegal contributions publicly and openly saying we couldn't have Trump, and the Saudi Arabians almost matching the hundreds of millions the communist Chinese gave, and the Pope wading in and telling Catholics to vote against Trump, and all these other foreign governments in the EU. But I missed, until I saw comments last night on InfoWars.com, the most important point. Millions of illegals in this country, with the Democrats in at least seven states, 14 states have passed laws where there's no ID, but seven states telling illegals to go vote. We can show you the article, show you the news clip, show you the pundit saying it on the news, but then they say it doesn't exist. And it's racist if you want IDs. Talk about foreign influence, bringing foreigners in to vote. Imagine if there were 20 million, 30 million Russians here, and the Republicans were saying, vote for Trump, it'd be the end of the world, and it should be. But if it's Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, Mexicans, Chinese, you name it, then it's okay. And a lot of Eastern Europeans vote liberal as well. A lot of illegal folks from Ukraine, from Poland that are here in the U.S., and they massively vote Democrat, even though their parents fled the Soviet Union. But I've looked at the demographics, so you talk about foreign meddling, but it turns out this particular CIA story, as I told you over the weekend, is totally false. Now it's unraveled completely. And after the break, we're going to break it down. I'm going to recap what I just said. It's all the new information straight ahead on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They're doing everything they can with Google filters and Apple filters and Reddit filters and others to censor InfoWars.com. Let's beat them. Help spread that link, the four winds. Jam it down their throat. This is a war. It's an InfoWar. Let's hit them hard, and never let up. Let's stomp them into the ground.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
A new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. We are now only 37 days out from the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. But as Trump prepares to take office, globalist forces are moving to overturn the election and plunge the United States into civil war. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 13th day of December 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be hosting today. Paul Watson will be co-hosting coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then, of course, we have Leanne McAdoo hosting the fourth hour with Owen Schroyer. Thank you so much for joining us. Roger Stone pops in at the start of the next hour with big breaking news and analysis as he just left Trump Tower last night and flew back to Florida. Wow, where to start, as I always say. Man. I have really studied U.S. history. I've studied world history. It's so interesting. I have never seen more open, brazen, naked attempts by intelligence agencies and a party that has been voted out of office. I've never seen such brazen attempts at a soft coup. I've seen militaries take over presidential palaces or overthrow governments. Coups are something that happens basically on a monthly basis around the world. But to see this modern 21st century attempt at a media coup by a president who only has 37 days left in office and rogue elements of a discredited, bloated intelligence agency is simply incredible. Now, the good news is they started pushing this whole Russia's controlling the narrative, Russia's controlling the election a year ago, and no one ever bought it. And it's been discredited along the line. And we have conflicting statements from Clapper, the head of the CIA, and others that we're going to go over here in a moment. But here's the basic boil down. It's the communist Chinese that gave over $300 million to super PACs and the Clinton campaign, and it was all completely illegal. But they did it through U.S. subsidiaries, so the controlled Justice Department stood down and allowed it to take place. The corruption is just naked, out in the open. Brazen. Unapologetic. Saudi Arabia has almost matched the amount of illegal contributions. You can just search engine. Saudi Arabia has made massive contributions to the Democrats and to Hillary, meddling in our internal affairs. Then we have the millions of illegals in this country, with the Democrats catering to them to vote illegally. Zero Hedge breaks down the numbers where Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Saudi Crown Prince claims publicly. You have to understand. China brags that they're funding both political parties, but particularly the Democrats. Communist China lectures us in our newspapers that we better, quote, control your new independent media. You better shut down the alt-right. That was 2 weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal. The Chinese president lectures the American people. The Chinese president brags that they're controlling our elections. The Pope tells Catholics to vote against Trump and says it's a sin to support him and says shut down the alternative media or it's like having sexual pleasure out of eating feces. You cannot make this up. If you're a new listener and just tuned in, I'm telling you, I'm quoting word for word what they say. Truth is stranger than fiction. China admits, even the Washington Post admits, even Hollywood Reporter admits, has already bought up most of Hollywood and now is about to get controlling shares in all six production houses. Globalism is wide open world corporate government. The EU last Monday gave U.S. tech giants 24 hours to start censoring a giant list of what they called fake news. InfoWars and Drudge are on the list, and guess what? Now it's hard to share links on Facebook and Reddit, you name it, of InfoWars.com. It's happening. And they write mainstream news articles saying Alex Jones is fake news. He says he's being censored as Google Chrome blocks us and calls us fake news, as Reddit shadow bans us, as the same thing happens with Breitbart, and they get their apps that they've had for years kicked off. And they respond and say, nothing's happening. This is incredible. Hillary names us by name and says she wants the alt-right shut down once she gets elected. She loses, even though she tried to steal it, and now they're still moving forward and even saying ban Donald Trump from Twitter. The Washington Post didn't just say that a week ago. Yesterday they called for seizing Trump Tower, saying they shouldn't have to pay for the security. They're at all-out war with the American people. And the CIA, here's the coup de grace. The CIA, totally discredited. Its job is overthrowing countries. Its job is lying, doing dirty tricks. Under orders from Obama and the whole Soros combine, comes out and says yesterday, led by Nancy Pelosi's daughter, this is in the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Post, you name it, they come out and they openly say that they've lined up a whole bunch of electors. It was two a week ago. Pelosi has 10 alone. And reportedly they're going to try to get more than 50 and try to reverse it, and we won't know until January 6th because they send their votes in on the 19th. They've got to be there by the 6th. They then get counted, and then the numbers get released. And I guess if there's a battle, it'll be a debate in Congress for the first time in modern history. And then we could see Trump unseated, and they're now admitting that's their goal. Hillary had Podesta come out from under a rock yesterday and call for a new election and say they're supporting having the CIA, quote, brief the electors. A rogue splinter element of the CIA that's not supposed to operate domestically in America is saying, and now it's being announced that Obama is going to authorize the CIA to visit all of the electors and basically lean on them, like the mafia gets caught leaning on grand juries and juries, to ignore the vote, ignore their pledge that they sign, and to deep six Donald Trump. This is total sedition. This is the foreign meddling. And this is the Democratic Party that doesn't want to leave office, holding on by their fingernails with 37 days left and George Soros doubling the funding that he did in the previous year the day after Hillary lost, and Kellogg's and 100-plus other big Miller Brewing, you name it, all the globalists, all the usual suspects, gave hundreds of millions more, millions per company, the week after the election to Black Lives Matter and the communist groups and all the violent destabilization cop killer organizations. This is a foreign globalist takeover, just like the globalists destabilized the Middle East and Africa using Islamicists, just like they use right-wing versus left-wing Christian Orthodox versus Catholic Christians in Ukraine. They are dividing us, and they're hyping up the race war. And here's the bottom line. I know for a fact Kanye West has been trying to break away from the Kardashians for a while. He knows about the Illuminati. He went to some of the spirit cooking events that were public. And the word is Kanye West is having a freak out. He was forcibly grabbed and kept in a mental institution for almost 2 weeks when he calmly said he's supporting Trump now and would have voted for him if he voted, and that people should stop bashing Trump supporters and we should all come together. He didn't fight anybody. Nothing happened. And his managers grabbed him and threw him with the police into the back of a paddy wagon to a mental institution. But they were unable to break him while he was in there for 13 days. And he came out and he said, I'm divorcing Kim Kardashian and I'm done. And this whole thing's the Illuminati. What do you make of that? And he goes to visit Donald Trump. That guy's been at the parties in New York, folks, and I guarantee you he doesn't like it. John Lennon went to some of these parties, and his last songs before they killed him were about Satanism in New York. Those are not very popular songs. Hardly anybody's ever heard them. I didn't even know they existed until I was sent a CD by listeners. And then when I talked to the family, I'm going to stop right there. They said, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. And they told me, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but I can't say what they told me. Incredible stuff. That was like 6 years ago. So you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that John Lennon didn't want to be part of this. He came out against the world government. He said there's a plan to depopulate the earth. It's all made up. Remember that? I can play the clip. And it looks like Kanye West is waking up. And I always said, as this house of cards starts to fall, there's going to be people we didn't think were our friends that become our friends. People we thought were our friends are going to turn against us. But here is the intel now blowing up. They said a year ago, the CIA said Russians were involved. They said it 6 months ago. They said it 4 months ago at the RNC event in Cleveland. Then they said it 5 weeks ago on the eve of the election. And always it came out, it wasn't true. Then 2 weeks ago, they said the alt-right, listing Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com and Breitbart.com, listing us as the three they want to take down first, then nobody's safe. We're skipping this break. They said they want to shut us down. And the EU said shut us down. And the Washington Post last Wednesday had to admit that was all made up with no proof, and it was a fake list, and had to retract it, saying we weren't Russian agents because their lawyers told them suits are being filed. You're going to lose. So they said, okay, we have no proof. We're sorry. It's fake. They said, it's fake. 2 days later, they come out, Bezos-run, Obama-run paper, total worse than the New York Times, nothing worse. Comes out this fake news pariah and says, that the CIA and 16 other agencies unanimously say it's a fraud. And then, ladies and gentlemen, within 2 days of the lie, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that runs all 17 agencies, the, quote, biggest intelligence agency, the Fusion Center, comes out and says this, there's no proof, it's very, very thin, you can't show intent, this is crazy, it's the Chinese that are bombarding us. And even the press secretary slipped up yesterday in a press briefing and said it's the Chinese that are hacking. Folks, they had bots hitting us. Hillary hired hundreds of millions in bots and fake posters. And again, the illegals voting and all the foreign money. They turn everything around and blame the Russians. RT is big globally because our media is so discredited, but RT America has almost unreadable ratings. They're only in some hotels. I mean, I would go on RT America and have no response. RT's effect on this country is barely even, you can't even gauge it. It's big in Europe, though. It's on broadcast TV in Europe. There's broadcast TV in London it's on. It's big in Europe, but RT America is just like a baby. You know, it's like an oak tree, 20 feet tall, and you know, has a big canopy, and there's some, you know, 2-inch tall little sproutling. That's RT America. This claim is just bull. America defeated the globalists. America repudiated the Democrats and the Bushes and the whole old guard of the Republican establishment that tried to steal the nomination. And they're upset that we won. And then on top of it, oh, the Russians hacked us. Why? Because Hillary had an illegal server and lied to everybody, and they're all sharing data with everybody, and she got $35 million from them in a uranium deal. They got a lot of nerve, folks. And now they've got the CIA involved in the middle of our election. Top U.S. spy agency refuses to endorse CIA's Russian hacking assessment due to lack of evidence. That's up on InfoWars.com right now. That's all over the news. They can't stand the fact that this is happening. Flashback, InfoWars.com, Kit Daniels from the New York Times. Feds admit no Russian cyber attacks targeting election. That was just a few weeks before the election. Go read the New York Times article all about it. And that was, again, republished. They admitted it again on November 26th of this year, just less than a month ago. Boom! They said it before the election, and they said it after. Less than a month ago, Clapper said this did not happen. But the order came down to give him some rogue briefing group. It's like the Office of Special Plans at the Pentagon in 2002 that lied about the WMDs bipartisanly. If you can't get the main CIA to lie, just create a new little special office of somebody that'll lie. Like Colin Powell holding up the anthrax vial. Meanwhile, White House claims China hacked election, calls Bolton conspiracy theorist. We're going to play that after the break. But first, Keith Olbermann, out of a job because of lack of ratings, has crawled out from under a rock, the arrogant Keith Olbermann. And he has launched this new thing called the Resistance, trying to rip us off, obviously. You know, I love how they point out, oh, you're not the Resistance now. You're the establishment that Trump's in. No, we're trying to get Trump in. We're trying to remove all you've done. You've got foreign powers, the globalists, the Federal Reserve, the Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, the entire mainstream media, all against the liberty movement, all against Brexit, all against what's happening, against your tyranny. And so you're desperately trying to keep us from putting the republic back in, where the rule of law and prosperity and private property is the establishment, where free will is the establishment. I don't want to be the establishment on red carpets and flying around in helicopters on power trips. I want to be able to live my life and raise my children as I see fit, as long as I don't hurt anybody. That's true liberalism. You're control freaks that want to dominate language, you name it, that are race pimping. So Olbermann does this whole fake teleprompter read. You can tell he's reading a teleprompter that he scripted. And he does it in a low-tech looking environment to sound like he's grassroots. And he flips out. We're going to analyze this piece here. And basically calls for war with Russia and says America's under attack. America's under attack by the consortium of globalists, the EU, the Pope, the communist Chinese president, the Saudi Arabians, who all bragged that they financed Hillary illegally. That's the foreign powers, the illegals coming in, the government opening the borders to do it. America's under foreign attack, and it's not by the Russians. Americans woke up of all race, colors, and creeds. We came together. We want change. And Trump's starting to deliver it with jobs. He's getting the top corporate people that know how to get it done. He's co-opting the establishment. He's scaring the living hell out of them to the point they've got the CIA rising up against the American people illegally lying to you about who was involved in the election. The American people kicked the butt of the bloodthirsty communist murdering Chinese. The American people kicked the butt of the bloodthirsty, oppressive, slimy house of sod royal turds. We kicked the EU's slimy socialist globalist butt. We kicked the Democrats' butt. We kicked the Republican establishment's butt. The sleeping giant is rising! Keith Olbermann! Now let's play this slimy establishment rat who's so upset you're struggling out of his boa constrictor grip. Here he is, warmongering and spewing McCarthyism crap.
We are at war with Russia, or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia without a battle. We are no longer a sovereign nation. We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer.
Back it up. This is just too gold. We're at war with the globalists who admit they're establishing a corporate world government that's tax exempt, that admits it wants to destroy the family and private property and even single family dwellings because, quote, we need to make you be under surveillance and accept the community. You're on TV on MSNBC, your own channel, Olbermann, saying the family's old, we've got to get rid of it. You're in the cult, bro. You're the threat to America. You are who we're at war with, you traitorous little rat. Woo! What a piece of filth. This is war. You bet it's war. And it's the American people against you, you globalist outlier. Let's go back to him.
We are at war with Russia.
We're at war with you.
Or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia without a battle.
No, you're losing the war with us.
We are no longer a sovereign nation. We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer
a people. We're no longer a sovereign nation under globalism, under New World Order, getting rid of our borders, transferring our power to TPP. Obama 2 months ago telling the UN we're getting rid of U.S. sovereignty. We're restoring our republic. We are going to be a sovereign nation again, dirtbag. We're going to bring our jobs back. We're going to restore the Second Amendment, dirtbag. We're going to restore the borders, traitor, enemy, bloodsucker, parasite, arrogant, pseudo-intellectual, know-it-all with your pseudo-intellectual hair and your pseudo-intellectual glasses and your pseudo-intellectual little chicken neck that thinks it's better than me and my family and others that built this damn thing, we're gonna metaphorically stomp your ass into the ground, you little communist piece of trash. Now go back to that piece of scum.
We are at war with Russia. Or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia without a battle.
With you.
We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer a free people. We are the victims of a bloodless coup. So far,
no, we're no longer your victims. Back it up again. Back that traitor up again. From the start, all of it's lies. Everything he's saying is about him. Every single bit of it. And he knows it. He hates you. He thinks he's better than you. He calls you flyover country, bitter clingers. He looks down his nose at you. His religion is hating America. We have the WikiLeaks on all of them. These people are scum who are intimidated by us because they know we're better than them. But we don't have a thirst for power like these vampires do, but we're going to now stand up against you. Let's go out to break with this piece of filth.
We are at war with Russia, or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia without a battle. We are no longer a sovereign nation. We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer a free people. We are the victims of a bloodless coup. So far, a bloodless coup engineered by Russia with, at best, the traitorous indifference of the Republican Party and Donald John Trump, a man who, to borrow a phrase from another December long ago, will live in infamy.
Let's go back.
In 5 weeks' time, unless desperate measures are taken.
Back him up again. Desperate measures. They are involved in desperate measures. They're losing America. This is a coup against the globalists. That's why they're so desperate. This is real. I'm telling you, Obama may set off a nuke. I told you they're never going to let him get in office without a fight. They may set off a nuke, anything. False flags, folks. The next 30-plus days is the most critical in our lives. They, oh, my God, this is so incredible. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay out of me. I opened up a little old lady.
I help the blind see.
I got no friends, cause they read the paper.
They can't be seen.
They can't be seen.
With me. Hey, anybody don't want to be seen with me? I don't want to be their friend.
Feeling me.
I'm changing the world.
No more.
Revolutionary War started with about 3%. By the end, it was 5%. It beat the biggest empire in history that nobody else had defeated.
No more.
Up until that point, or basically after that point. So we didn't give up, but in the end, the timid joined because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That's right, no more Mr. Nice Guy. The gloves are off, and Trump's got to take the gloves off and not just have his surrogates out there exposing the fact that this is all a giant fraud. They are sending the CIA to the electors. It's been announced, led by Nancy Pelosi's horrid daughter, to tell them, oh, don't vote for Trump. Don't represent your votes you pledged because he's such a horrible, evil man. Now, the problem is, Clapper on Monday admitted they don't know where WikiLeaks got their info. And other intelligence agencies, it turns out, have not concurred. And it's a secret group within the CIA that said this. So it's all lies. It isn't 17 agencies. It isn't the whole CIA. Congress can't even see it. But Obama's ordering a big investigation. Well, you know what? Trump needs to say, we need an investigation of the communist Chinese that admittedly gave upwards of $300 million to Hillary and put it in newspapers. And the Saudis said that they gave 20% of the $1.4 billion that she raised. Another billion was raised or more by super PACs. So we're talking 2.4, 2.5 billion. And they're talking about half of it was from foreign powers and foreign corporations. Oh, but, and then all the illegals voting. Oh, but, oh, the Russians with the GDP of Italy, they're behind everything. It's those Ruskies. In the cold weather, if the pipes burst on your house, it was the Ruskies. If you slip on a banana peel, it's the Ruskies. If you don't pay your mortgage, it's the Ruskies. France wants to pull out of the euro. It's the Ruskies. Italy's trying to pull out. It's the Ruskies. UK pulled out. It's the Ruskies. I don't want to turn my guns in because of the Ruskies. The American people didn't vote. They didn't win. No, no, the Ruskies carried Pennsylvania. The Ruskies carried Ohio. The Ruskies carried Florida. The Ruskies carried Michigan. The Ruskies, not the Americans. No, the Americans, they can't do anything. They can't get their jobs back, even though he's already acting like the president. He's the commander-in-chief already, getting cheered by the Army-Navy game, as Obama's basically booed. But they don't care, because Keith Olbermann, if you just tuned in, does this whole fake thing that he's angry. And then we're at war, and we don't do something drastic. And then all the big newspapers have op-eds, kill Trump, kill, kill, kill. No one goes to jail. No one gets indicted. I had a guy sending me letters in like 2002 saying, I'm going to kill Bush when he comes to town. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I've got the weapons. I thought it was a setup, like they were trying to set me up or something. So I called the Secret Service. They came over, got the material. A week later, it was in the Tennessee papers. People were calling me. They got this big arsenal. He was completely crazy. He was planning to kill the president. I mean, they used to arrest you for this. Now they just get up there and go, I'm going to organize killing the president. Hollywood director doesn't get in trouble. Doesn't even get Secret Service visits. They're organizing the demonization and the political assassination of Trump. They're assassinating his name, his family, his character, and anyone that supports him at a high level like yours truly. Well, you know what? I'm honored to support somebody that wants Americana and private property back and wants to bring our jobs back. I'm honored to support somebody that supports the Second Amendment and our veterans. I'm honored. Because Trump isn't perfect, but he's not out to get this country. Now, let's play Clapper speaking to Congress yesterday, admitting all of this, while it's all contradicted. Here's the head of the CIA contradicting his own agency to cover his butt when they have this new nebulous secret report that's been given to the Washington Post again, who had to retract last week that the alt-right is actually run by the Russians. They actually say, I am run by the Russians. Their evidence is he's gone on Russian TV before, and Japanese, and British, and Brazilian, and Canadian. I've been on Canadian TV probably 50 times. I mean, I'm a Canadian. Oh, yeah. Canadians are so nice, you could wipe your butt with their flag, and they'd apologize to you for it. That's political correctness. No more. So, let's go ahead and go to Clapper.
Director, I want to drill down a little further into your comment that Russian...
This is Adam Schiff, the Democrat, who accused last Thursday Fox News primetime host Tucker Carlson of being a Russian agent. This is the atmosphere we've now entered. Just some context. That's the Democrat from California on the Intelligence Committee, a disgraceful, malnourished chipmunk. So let's start the clip over.
Director, I want to drill down a little further into your comment that the Russian activity curtailed after the issuance of the statement. The dumping of documents didn't end with the issuance of the statement. Are you implying by this that that we know whether the documents provided to either cutouts or WikiLeaks had all been provided prior to the statement that was issued? Or is it entirely possible that the dumping of documents continued after the statement?
But I'm telling you, somebody's catching some fastballs.
And what may have been avoided was a further escalation of the interference in the form of trying to monkey around on Election Day or thereafter.
I was referring to the cyber reconnaissance that we had observed many states.
We don't edit these things. This happens on mainstream news, too. I don't know what it is. We try different downloaders. When you download these HD clips, it just does little pauses and then cuts back in. That's not edited. By the way, I should add, that's Clapper, who's an admitted Wahhabist, lived in Saudi Arabia off and on for 20 years, and is best friends with the King of Saud. And the word is, he converted to Islam for the money. But you wonder why we can't beat al-Qaeda or stop them, or why we aided al-Qaeda to take over the Middle East under the name of ISIS. It's called Clapper, the same guy that lied to Congress and says, the NSA does not spy on Americans ever. That's like saying, again, that the moon isn't made out of rock or that the sun isn't yellow. I mean, let's start the clip over with Clapper. Here it is.
Director, I want to drill down a little further into your comment that the Russian activity curtailed after the issuance of the statement. The dumping of documents didn't end with the issuance of the statement. Are you implying by this that that we know whether the documents provided to either cutouts or WikiLeaks had all been provided prior to the statement that was issued? Or is it entirely possible that the dumping of documents continued after the statement?
Look how that guy looks at you.
And what may have been avoided was a further escalation of the interference in the form of trying to monkey around on Election Day or thereafter.
I was referring to the cyber reconnaissance that we had observed. Many states had, state entities had observed prior to the statement, and that sort of activity seemed to have curtailed. As far as the WikiLeaks connection, the evidence there is not as strong, and we don't have good insight into the sequencing of the releases or when the data may have been provided. We don't have as good insight into that.
Okay, so let's go back to Keith Olbermann. About a minute in, I was interrupting this point. Everything he was saying was a big fat lie. Let's go back to Keith Olbermann having his little fake meltdown reading off a teleprompter. Here he is.
We are at war with Russia, or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia without a battle. We are no longer a sovereign nation. We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer a free people. We are the victims of a bloodless coup. So far, a bloodless coup engineered by Russia with, at best, the traitorous indifference of the Republican Party and Donald John Trump, a man who, to borrow a phrase from another December long ago, will live in infamy. In 5 weeks' time, unless desperate measures are taken, we will hand over the government to a man who lost the popular vote by more than Woodrow Wilson or Jimmy Carter won it.
Again. By the way, I was saying Clapper is Islamicist. The word is he is, too, and he spent a lot of time in Saudi Arabia, but it's John Brennan. They look to say in the act the same, but he is the guy that lied about the NSA. It's just, you look at the guy, he's a total BSer. But let's go back to Olbermann here. So Olbermann's saying he lost by more than anybody ever, basically, the popular vote. Except we know a bunch of illegals voted and a bunch of people voted for dead people. They got arrested all over the country doing it. We know that Trump gained votes when they did a recount. So there you go, Olbermann. So it's all about undermining, because they want to finish off this country. They think they own it. They think they're better than you. Their whole ideology is about they're the leftists. They're the fops. They're the pseudo-intellectuals. They're the skinny tie wearers. They're going to show you bitter clingers. Here he is.
A man whom the Russians wanted to run our country for them, a man whom the Russians got to run our country for them, a man for whom the Russians interfered with our elections.
Pause again.
Which if we did it to another...
Okay, there you go. So the American people didn't vote. Nobody wants Trump. It's all Russian mind control.
Described as an act of war. And in this country, we have conceded defeat. Some experts,
John Kasich,
strategist John Weaver, for one, have compared this to Pearl Harbor. Even the hard right ex-congressman Joe Walsh says Republican silence will be tantamount to treason. Some others too.
Oh, even the Republican establishment is against Trump. Boy, what a surprise. And the CIA, you call yourself the resistance, Overman, in this piece? You're the establishment hanging on by his fingernails, gasping for his last breath because you don't want us to make this country great again and be independent. Continue.
Who have proved courageous. Trump, self-destructive to the last, issued a childish statement mocking the CIA, but as Tim Dickinson of Rolling Stone noted, not denying anything.
He did deny it.
But the vast majority of Republicans have said nothing, and the vast majority of Democrats have said nothing, and the vast majority of the media has said nothing of substance.
Pause. And the media is in a complete hissy fit saying, overturn the election, it's all over, the Russians are getting us. Everything he says is a lie or it's twisted. I mean, this guy is an absolute liar. Trump put out all these tweets saying it's made up, it's bull, it's a conspiracy theory, this is outrageous. But he just says Trump just laughs about it. Notice he doesn't show you a clip, though. Let's continue with this disgraced, unemployed twit.
The president has said nothing close to enough. The CIA and FBI and Homeland Security, the institutions whose interest in freedom we on the left most frequently distrust, they have said something. They said it first to congressional and Senate Republicans in...
Back that up 15 seconds. Again, I could sit here and write a whole article about this. Somebody should. One of our writers should take my breakdown and then go over all the lies because this is all on record. The FBI says they've been through all the RNC servers and that it did not happen. And they've also said no evidence Russia was involved, but that China was. Because China is. But for Hillary. With their bots. So it's all on record. Just Google FBI disagrees with CIA about Russian hack. That was in the news yesterday, the day before, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. Oberman is lying to his pseudo-intellectual idiot viewers. That's why Obama doesn't go on news anymore because they have no viewers. He goes on Comedy Central on fake news shows to push race-baiting narratives yesterday. And they've got sportscasters like this guy reading off teleprompters. He's an actor, folks. Let's go back to it.
The president has said nothing close to enough. The CIA and FBI and Homeland Security, the institutions whose interest in freedom we on the left most frequently distrust, they have said something. They said it first to congressional and Senate Republicans in September. Dire warnings.
All 17 agencies have said for over a year this is made up bull. Clapper said they didn't have proof yesterday. But some secret group talked to President Obama, and they did. And Hillary wants a new election now. Here it is. Let's go back to him.
Warnings that Mitch McConnell and other Republicans reportedly buried. Warnings that the Russians, using computer hacking and perhaps other means, were not merely trying to discredit the election, but to achieve the specific outcome of electing their man Trump. And finally, at the very last hour, some of those who did those briefings and some of those who received those briefings leaked the details to the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS News, Reuters, in a torrent of anguished honesty. They said something. They said something as the president-not-elect began to veer towards appointing as Secretary of State, as our diplomatic face to the world, the CEO of Exxon, who 4 years ago received the Order of Friendship from Vladimir Putin. They said something as the members of the electorate.
Back that up. That's given to any major corporation or company that comes in and hires a lot of Russians. And we give foreign, you know, Japan's gotten awards for moving their Tundra truck factories to Texas. Exxon's drilling all over the world. Russia isn't communist anymore. We need to work with Russia. China needs to be dealt with and encircled. It's the big evil operator oppressing its own people. And that's the constellation Trump's going to set up. South Korea, Russia, Japan, in the East. You move to the West. Defeat the euro. Bring liberty back. Bring back deals and prosperity and not a wartime economy. He wants to get rid of these billion-dollar fighter planes already. Have a defense that works. Let's continue where Oberman really goes into the hissy fit.
The Order of Friendship from Vladimir Putin. They said something as the members of the Electoral College prepared to gather next Monday to finalize this coup. Some, perhaps unaware that almost half the states they represent permit them by law to vote for someone other than the candidate to whom they are
Trump being elected, folks.
And that only 38 of them need to do so to prevent this coup. They said something as one...
The coup by the American voters. They consider it a coup that they were unable to steal, even though she stole five states. Continue.
Especially chilling detail in one of the reports sailed by that, quote, the Russians hacked the Republican National Committee's computer systems in addition to their attacks on Democratic organizations, but did not release whatever information
the FBI
gained
says
from
that's
the
not true.
Networks. It is a short leap from that conclusion, and it is anything but a conspiracy theory to be wondering if the Russians hacked the RNC and have kept what they found there to make sure Trump and the Republicans obey.
All right, hit pause again. I can tell by his eye movements and where he's looking every time and the way his eyes are moving. It's well known if you're in TV. Almost everybody uses it. He has those papers to act like that's his notes, but he's going from the heart. It's all off a teleprompter. He pauses, he breathes, he looks back up. I have these notes to really go off these because these are articles I'm showing you. Just a disgraceful pig monster. When we come back, we'll play the rest of it. But, man, when you're informed, you realize all of it's lies. Like 80% lies, 20% spin. None of it's true. The FBI stood up. The FBI says that the RNC was hacked. The FBI's come out and said this is a complete lie. I mean, Overman thinks you're an idiot. He's preying on you. He's a predator.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
10. We're going to get into a lot of really key geopolitical news. We have Roger Stone joining us with breaking news, Paul Watson coming up, Leanne McAdoo, and more. I want everybody to know that we're running a very important special right now until Friday. We'll probably run it through the weekend, too, but you're guaranteed to get delivery before Christmas if you order by Friday at like 4 o'clock. Our little elves here at the InfoWars News Center, we have our distribution center next door, are going to be working right through the weekend to make sure it all gets mailed out by Saturday or Monday. The latest that'll get you delivery before Christmas in the continental United States or in Hawaii or Alaska for that matter. But you've got to get the orders in. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off on colloidal silver. It's a great gift to give as well. So stock up and give a gift and support the InfoWar. Living Defense, 30% off. That's a parasite cleanser. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off. Brain Force, 33% off. Now 20% more in each bottle as well. Time for auto ship. Get additional 10% off. Winter Sun, vitamin D, key during the winter and spring and fall. That's 25% off. Survival Shield X2, whoa, 30% off that key compound. Bio, True Selenium, 30% off. Store-wide free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Not just at InfoWarsLife.com on the supplements. And I want to thank you all for your support. It probably will run out by tomorrow, but we're getting some in soon. But that'll be in the new year because, again, we don't want to have to hold stuff back and pay for inventory because it's so expensive, particularly compared to the other supplements we have. That's DNA Force, 20% off or 25% off right now as well. The amazing BioPQQ, CoQ10, and other cofactors. You get this from medical facilities for $300, $400. It's $102 right now. Nobody discounts a true nutraceutical like this at this price. Oh, I guess they took 25% off. I said extend that. I guess it's about to sell out. That's why they must have done that. All right, well, try to change it back, or I guess it must have sold out. They're holding back for folks that are on auto ship. And I want to announce this. I'm going to have my dad in studio later in the week. We kept working with some of the biggest toothpaste manufacturers in the country. My dad's an oral surgeon and dentist. He was managing hundreds of clinics when he retired 3 years ago and came to work with us here developing products as he's developed things that have gotten FDA approval before on the drug side. We wanted him for compliance. He's also a chemist working with Dr. Group and others. I mainly hired him for FDA compliance, though it's not drugs. It's nutraceuticals. And it's good to have a doctor as well so you can actually get some of these compounds. Even though they're not controlled substances, they don't sell you stuff. I mean, Mitsubishi America doesn't talk to you unless you've got a doctor on staff. Now, he did everything. He said, just let me do it because I've tried for 3 years to get a toothpaste like this that just had iodine and colloidal silver in it. True high-quality iodine, not potassium iodine, but pure atomic iodine. That doesn't mean nuclear. It means in its true form from deep earth crystals, 999999 pure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my dad even made the graphic. I'm going to redo it. It's cute. It looks like something from the 50s, but he even did this himself. He said, let me do everything. It took about a year to do it. We failed after 2 years. So a year ago, he took it over, and suddenly, it's here. Now, I've had testers of this that have been coming in for 6 months when he was testing different types of it. We got 10,000 containers of this. It is $9.95. It costs us like $4 a tube. So normally toothpaste is $4 a tube because it doesn't have all these ingredients in it. But it's $9.95, and it's discounted from $12.95. It's a big old heavy tube of it, and it's called Super Blue. That's his name. Non-fluoride toothpaste. It's got peppermint and tea tree oil and iodine and nano silver. This stuff is incredible. I mean, and I can't tell you how much heart disease is caused, obviously, because of bad gums and the bacteria getting into the bloodstream and getting into the ventricles. This is the best toothpaste out there. Nobody's got this. It's game changer. InfoWarsLife.com. Be the first to get Super Blue in the original container my dad designed. It's still pretty good, better than I would do. It's just that my dad did all this. David Jones, Dr. David Jones.
JD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility.